CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you as usual from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website, and also you can hear the bulletin on gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 9th of June 2019. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Use 6 metres on the 13th, IARU Kids Day next Saturday. GB3RS QSO is now at Logbook of the World. At the 2019 ITU World Radio Conference, there's an important motion on the agenda to consolidate and extend access to the 50 megs band in IARU Region 1, which is Europe, Africa and Asiatic Russia. To gather solid evidence of the high level of amateur activity on the band, and at the same time to demonstrate that amateurs can coexist with one and with other band users, including the military, the IARU is supporting a monitoring trial in the middle of June. It'll be run by the Czech National Radio Society in conjunction with their regulator and its part contest. Government and professional users will also be monitoring, and some will be transmitting, so it's important that if you do hear any non-amateur stations, you must make sure you do not cause them any interference. The monitoring operation is on the 13th of June from 0730 to 0900 UTC and from 1100 to 1200 UTC. There needs to be as much activity as possible on the band during these two periods, preferably sticking to the check power limit of 25 watts ERP. It doesn't matter whether the band is open or not, just get on the air using SSB, CW, digital or all three. IARU would like as many logs as possible to be sent in by the 15th of June, whether or not you take part in the contest, to provide solid evidence that can be used in pre-WRC planning. For full details, including the contest information, see tinyurl.com/GB2RS-0906A for Alpha. This year's second Kids' Day will be held on Saturday the 15th of June. The event is specially created to promote amateur radio to youth. This is a moment where you can share your amateur radio hobby with your family, grandchildren, friends, scouts, or even the general public. Suggested frequencies for IARU Region 1 and ARRL stations can be found at IARU-R1.org, and you should call CQ Kids' Day to take part. GB3RS, the permanent special event station at the RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley, is now registered for Logbook of the World. Martin Atherton, G3ZAY, has uploaded 17,000 QSOs with GB3RS into the database so that operators can receive electronic confirmations. Kuwaiti telecom regulator Citra has released the new WRC 15 16-metre secondary allocation to Kuwaiti 9K2 licensees under ITU footnote 5.133b, which in the case of Kuwait means a maximum of 15 watts EIRP. CQScotland.com, funded by the RSGB Legacy Committee and supported by the Mid-Lanark Amateur Radio Society, will be attending the Brayhead Arena Rally on Sunday the 16th of June. Donations of surplus equipment, books, magazines that will be shared among local community groups would be most welcome. The group would like to thank amateurs for all the tremendous support received so far. A current project update may be downloaded from CQScotland.com. The International Museums weekends are the 15th and 16th and 22nd and 23rd of June. More details about the event can be found at radio-amateur-events.org, including a list of stations registered. An award certificate can be obtained for 5 and 20 stations worked or 10 heard by an SWL. Registration is still open if you wish to enter a museum station. The second Midlands ARDF event takes place on the 16th of June at Cademan Wood near Whittick. The assembly area is in the small car park at the eastern end of the wood. The event is designed for members of radio clubs in regions 5 and 13, although anyone is welcome to participate. The event will use 80-metre amateur radio 80 metre amateur bands, and there will be 5 hidden transmitters deployed. Suitable directional receivers will be available on loan, and there'll be a small fee, about £2, to cover the cost of the maps and other incidental expenses. If you're taking part, please bring a pair of headphones with a 3.5mm plug, wearing clothing suitable for walking around in woodland, a compass and a rectangular base plate, a lightweight A4 board, a red spirit pen, some safety pins and a whistle to summon help if needed. Registration opens 10 a.m. and there'll be a tuition on how to operate the SENSE feature on the 80 metre DF receiver. Details on the RSGB site. Two new 2018 convention videos are now available on the RSGB YouTube channel. These are an introduction to 3D printing for the radio amateur by James Patterson, M1DST, and the ICNI High Performance 70cm Transverter by Sam Jewell, G4DDK. There are also two new lectures for RSGB members only. These are an HFD expedition to the Andaman Islands by John Warburton, G4IRN, and Arduino GPS RF and SI5351A for radio amateurs by Bo Hansen, OZ2M. To see any of these lectures, go to the RSGB's own website. To give UK amateurs an opportunity to work all the GB19 team and ground call signs, the organisers are holding a UK special on the evening of the 15th of June. This will be for 4 hours from 8 p.m. until midnight local time to try to achieve good UK propagation. Team and ground stations will be on 40 metres from 8 p.m, moving to 80 metres from 10 p.m, switching hourly between CW and SSB. See the RSGB site for more. Now for the details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today, the 9th Junction 28 Radio Rally takes place at Alfreton Leisure Centre, Alfreton in Derbyshire. Doors open 9:15, admission £3, run by South Normanton and Alfreton and District ARC. There will be hot and cold drinks plus a bar and a selection of cobs and hot food. There's free parking and over 100 tables, all indoors, with dealers and private traders, RSGB, local and national clubs. Contact Alan Jones, 01332 679 913. Today, the East Suffolk Wireless Revival, the Ipswich Rally, takes place at Curtin Creation Ground, Recreation Ground, Black Road, Curtin, IP10 0PW. That's just off the A14. Doors open at 9:30, admission £2. The venue has free car parking. There'll be trade stands, a car boot sale, bring and buy, special interest groups, GB4SW RHF station and an RSGB bookstall. Catering is available on site. Contact Kevin, G8MXV, 07710 046 846. Next Saturday, the 15th, the Rochdale and District ARS Summer Rally takes place at St Vincent de Paul's, Caldershaw Road, Norden, at Rochdale, OL127QR. Proceeds from the rally ensure the continued operation of DMR repeater GB7MR. Doors open at 10:15 a.m, with disabled visitors gaining access at 10. Admission £2.50, with those under 12 free. Refreshments will be available, including bacon and sausage butters. Further details from Robert, M0NVQ, email m0nvq at outlook.com, or 0777 811 3333. Next Sunday, the 16th, the 16th West of England Radio Rally takes place at the Cheese and Grain Market Yard, Bridge Street in Frome, Somerset, BA111BE. Doors open at 10 a.m. The event will feature inside and outside trade stands, an RSGB bookstall, cafe and car parking. Further information from Sean, G8VPG, 01225 873098, or email rallymanager at westrally.org.uk. Next Sunday, the 16th, the Scottish Amateur Radio and Electronics Rally takes place at Into Brayhead Centre, Glasgow. Doors open 10 a.m. There'll be traders, radio clubs, bring and buy, and areas for clubs to operate from. Talks and presentations will be running throughout the day. Refreshments available on site. For more information, call Tony Miles, 07702 134 188. To get your event into RadCom onto GB2RS or on the RSGB website, please send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We need to know up to 4 months in advance to get anything into RadCom. Now, the DX News from 425 DX News and other sources. Christian EA3NT and Col MM0NDX will be active as JW stroke call sign. JW stroke EN3NT and JW stroke OJ0Y, respectively, from Longyearbyen, Svalbard, IOTA reference EU026 between the 12th and 16th of June. They'll operate CWSSB in digital modes on whatever bands are open, and they'll upload their logs to Club Log. S9A will be the call sign of the Lazy DXs, who will be on Sao Tome Island, AF023, until the 18th of June. They'll be on all bands from 160 to 10 metres on CWSSB, RITI and FT8. QSL manager is EB7DX. Alexander, W7HU, and his son Alexander Jr., N4EVJ, will operate SSB and FT8 as home call stroke HC7 from Ecuador from the 8th to the 11th of June, QSLs via Logbook of the World or via W7HU. Jacques CT21XX will be active as LA stroke call sign portable from Melandjuan, Hintra Island, EU036, until the 12th of July. He'll be operating SSB only in his spare time. Bo OZ1DJJ will be active as OX3LX from Nuuk in Greenland. That's NA018 between the 11th and 21st of June, with possible activity also from Cook Island, which is NA220. That's Cook with a K. Bo will operate in his spare time, typically around lunch and after dinner, QSL via OZ0J, Club Log OQRS, and Logbook of the World. Lars SM6CUK will be active as SA6G stroke 7 from Venn Island, which is EU137, between the 10th and the 14th of June. He'll operate CW only, 40 to 10 metre bands QSL via SM6CUK. Now, special event news, DL0WUN will be on the air from the 10th to the 16th of June, commemorating the 70th anniversary of the airlift from Wunstorf to Berlin. On the 28th of June 1948, the first RAF C-47 started to transport goods for the then-blockaded Berlin from Wunstorf Air Base. By September 1949, more than 277,000 flights had been made from various airfields in West Germany. Exact operating times and frequencies you can find on QRZ.com. The Galloway Radio Experimenters Club will be active as EI100ABC for the Olcock and Brown Centenary Festival in Clifden, County Galway, between the 11th and 16th of June. The festival celebrates the 100th anniversary of the first non-stop transatlantic flight made in June 1919 by British aviators John Olcock and Arthur Brown from St John's, Newfoundland, to Clifden in Ireland, QSL via EA2II. GB5HH will be on the air from Hengistbury Head Visitor Centre in Bournemouth, BH65EN for museums on the air on the 15th and 16th of June. Please send special event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as possible so we can give you free publicity. And remember, it's a licensing condition that stations using UK special events must be open to the public. Now for the contest news, IARU Region 1 ATV contest will end its 30-hour run at 1800 UTC today the 9th, using 432 megs and up bands. Report is picture quality, serial number, 4-digit code and locator. Today the 9th, second 144 megs backpacker contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC using all modes, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. Also today the 9th, a practical wireless 2-meter QRP contest runs from 0900 to 1600 UTC, phone only. The exchange is signal report, serial number band, serial number band locator. Please note the maximum power for this one is 5 watts. On Monday, the 80-metre club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. This is the data leg in the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC. Using FM only, it's immediately followed by the all-mode 432 megs UK activity contest from 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange for both contests is signal report, serial number and locator. As mentioned in the main part of the news, there's a special 50-meg contest and activity session on Thursday morning. The future of the 6-metre band will be affected by the number of users during the test period, so please take part or at least get some signals up on 6 metres. Information tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0906a for alpha. On Thursday, the 50 megs machine-generated mode activity contest runs from 1800 to 1900 UTC, with exchange being your signal report and four-character locator. It's immediately followed by the all-mode 50 megs UK activity contest 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange is for signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, the 50 megs trophy runs from 1400 UTC on the 15th to 1400 on the 16th. Using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Also next weekend, the All-Asian DX contest runs for 48 hours from 0000 UTC on the 15th to 2359 on the 16th. Using CW only on the 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange of signal report and your age. On Sunday the 16th, the UK Microwave Group 24 to 248 gigs band contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. The Worked All Britain 50 megs phone contest takes place next Sunday the 16th, 0800 to 1400 UTC. Exchange signal report, serial number and, for UK stations, their web square. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 7th of July. Full details on the Worked All Britain site. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. We had a very quiet, settled sun last week. The solar flux index never got above 70, reflecting a complete lack of sunspots, whilst the KB index eventually decreased to 1 or 2 due to a lack of coronal holes on the solar surface. The net result was that HF conditions were not bad, but definitely not outstanding. Last weekend's NFD saw many teams with better scores than last year, although the bulk of the propagation was to Europe. 40 metres has become the new 20 metres, being open during the day as well as the evening, while openings on the band above 20 metres have been fleeting and largely restricted to short skip sporadic E. A station on the west coast of the USA was worked by G4ARN stroke portable, but that was largely due to the other station's antenna system. Another DX nugget this week has been the 3D2CR on Conway Reef in the South Pacific. This has been worked by a few UK amateurs equipped with high-mounted beams, as the long and short path routes both go over the poles. This is an indication that geomagnetic conditions haven't been good. Sporadic E has not been so prevalent this week, but there have been short openings. A surprise was hearing GB19CH from the Scotland World Cup HQ station on 28 meg CW on Thursday here in Norfolk. This was undoubtedly short skip sporadic E. Special event station AM70C, AM70L, AM70P in Spain were also frequent visitors to 28 megs. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will continue around 70 to 72, whilst geomagnetic conditions will be settled with a maximum KP index of 2. Maximum usable frequencies over 3,000 kilometre long path will peak at about 16 to 17.5 megs, so 20 metres continues to be the daytime DX band of choice. Now for the VHF and UP propagation news. With an unsettled weather week coming up, this time of year often means some potentially heavy rain with a chance of thunder. Therefore, the first propagation mode to get a mention this week is radio scatter on the microwave bands, but use one of the many radar displays available on the web to track the storms. Now it's high summer, the sporadic E season is well underway. Recent days have been a bit lacklustre in a European sense, although some choice DX has been worked on 6 metres into Central Africa. Given that jet streams of 10k altitude in the weather part of the atmosphere are known to play a role in the location of sporadic heat 100 kilometres. It's reassuring to see there'll be some significant jet streams over our part of Europe during the coming week. At various times they will support possible sporadic heat paths from Scandinavia round to Spain. The main operating tip is to check the bands late morning and again late afternoon and early evening, starting with 10 metres and working up through 6, 4 and 2 metres. Unfortunately, all this depends upon other parameters that influence sporadic heat coming into line, but at least the weather looks promising. With predominantly low pressure, there's a limited chance of tropo featuring much during the coming week. The moon is past peak declination perigee, but is still a good week for EME, albeit with shortening moon window and path losses increasing. After last week's peak of the daytime, Arietid's meteor shower, there are no significant showers in the upcoming week. That's it, therefore, from the propagation team this week, and that's it from me also.